AKA my date for the Culinary Symphony on Monday. Can I say that? Can we start some rumors around town?
We are professional event attenders.
That's right. I mean, we were seated at the same table with the mayor of Canmore and two Olympians, so we're kind of big deals,
we're
I think.
Just a little bit. Just little big
kind
deals.
Kind of big deals.
Yeah.
But the Culinary Symphony on Monday, a five-course meal paired with music. I thought it was a really unique and interesting event. Let's talk about the food, first of all. Pretty ambitious dishes presented to us over five courses there.
The entire meal was raw.
I never even thought about that, but yeah. I think you're right.
They started off strong with the first course, which was the forest floor.
Yeah.
Which in my mind, like I was picturing like slow motion film of things growing out from under the snow and the twigs and the debris of last year. Mm-hmm. And
apparently some kid accidentally poured his Pop Rocks on underneath that tree too.
So. Yeah, exactly. Berries, chocolate, cocoa flavor, yeah. Pop Rocks, and marinated mushrooms.
I think everyone was a little surprised to suddenly find their food popping in their mouth. What is, am I imagining this? It was a weird combination, but it actually worked, I thought. I thought the first course was pretty tasty.
There was the blindfolded course.
Yeah, the third course was interesting. I'm still not entirely sure what I ate. I know they combined, it seemed like different kinds of foods you wouldn't normally have together on a plate with sort of minor chord discordant kind of music and dark lighting, so it was the experimental course. I like the concept of it. Some of the items, I don't know.
I was full into the put the blindfold on. Yeah. I was sitting next to the mayor of Canmore, who did take the opportunity to try and harass me a little bit. He tried to steal my wine.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had it in my hand because I was blindfolded. You're not getting that, John. I think some people didn't want to put the blindfolds on. And so you had them talking and, oh, your food's in front of you. And it wasn't. There was like three things, a seafood on a cracker. I know I'm not doing it justice for the chef who designed it. One was a lemon sorbet in a cone, sort of palate cleanser. And then the other was a steak tartare in a chocolate cup.
Which is kind of strange.
That, I found that one really strange. It took me like halfway through. They didn't put what the things were on the plate in the menu. And I don't think I would have eaten it had I known. And I also think if you were a vegetarian...
If you were vegetarian, I don't think you should have been going to that event in the first place.
There's no substitutions.
Exactly, exactly. The fifth course I thought was the highlight. That dessert was amazing. And you can actually apparently get it in town. James Holmes sells it. Apparently Blake sells it as well.
I ate two of them.
That's right. You stole one off another table.
Five courses was not enough. I had to double down on the dessert.
And what did you think of the whole idea pairing the music and food? I thought generally speaking... at work.
Cortado Gelato was amazing. Yeah. Talented musicians. I found some of the music paired well. It was experimental. I would have really liked to have had the musical numbers being played listed as well. We're talking about an event that no one has ever tried to do before. I thought it was a great experience.
No, it was.
I would recommend it to anyone to try.
It was all about the experience and trying something new. And I think on that front, they definitely succeeded in doing something that was really neat and really interesting. And I think was highly entertaining.
Yeah, and only in the second year of this event. I'm really excited to see what they do next year.
There are, I believe, some tickets for the big brunch this Sunday if you want to do it, a big Uncork special event. That's going to sort of wrap up the festival here because there's only a few days left if you want to take advantage of those set price menus. And I know a lot of people have. You want to get your festival passport stamped, maybe a few other special events or Uncorked signature experiences. CanmoreUncorked.com.